Welcome back.
The girls are back in town.
The girls are back in town.
Welcome to Pop Run Radio.
We're back and super funny after
so funny. We just sat here laughing at each other for like 20 minutes. Now, whether anyone else thinks we're funny or not, it's okay because we know each other is hilarious.
And we can sell our soul for a laugh anytime to each other.
Oh, yeah. I just sold my soul. Telling truths, but still sold my soul to Megan for a laugh. And I had no regrets.
Never.
Okay, so 2024, have you gotten used to writing it down or have you not written?
I have not written it yet.
Yeah. Dude, I came in so strong to 2024 because 2023 was such a dumpster fire. I was like, oh my gosh, 2024. Like, we think one day is going to change everything. Me?
Yeah, you're smidge loud.
You think one thing is going to change everything? No, it's not. Your life is still your life, right? Yes. How about now?
It's still the same.
Oh, that's you that I'm turning down then.
Yeah.
How about now?
You're
hello.
Good.
Hello. Okay.
I think you're good.
Anyway, so I can't remember how to run them things. Hopefully one of us is not too
loud.
It's
been so long.
So I made this goal. I'm like, okay. I'm going to cut back on my sugar and I'm going to like really get involved in Come Follow Me. Haven't done either of those things. It is the 5th. I mean, I'm only 5 days behind. It's not the end of the world, feel better, but I didn't do one of them.
Today, I listened to all 5 of the Come Follow Me 10-minute podcast to catch up.
Oh, okay. I did listen to one of them yesterday.
Yes. So, I lied. I listened to 2 yesterday and 3 today.
Okay, you guys, we love this podcast because it's 10 minutes. It's like anything's doable.
Making your bed and picking up your room every morning.
It's this podcast our girlfriend Carly told us about. And we should have Paula link it.
Yeah.
It's hoping. Just like a 10-minute Come Follow Me.
I'm going to see the name of it.
Discussing
Come
the
Follow
day.
Me Daily.
Come Follow Me Daily. And I think it's really good because I sent it to my boys.
I'm like,
you guys have 10 minutes. Then we can discuss and it's a lot easier. I don't know about you, but doing the Come Follow Me stuff was so much easier when my kids were younger.
Oh, amen.
Because we were just Everyone's all home. Together all the time. When are you going to do family home evening when your kid?
Oh, there's no such thing
so
for
you
us.
Have Asher at practice from 6 to 8. You have Liam who had practice at 5 in the morning, so he wants to go to sleep at 8. Mm-hmm. Then you have the babies who are asleep at 8. When are we all together? We're not.
There's not.
We're not. And so I'm trying to like fit all these things in and I'm like, this is a good little.
I'm trying for Sunday today this year, but I did send that. I need to send that podcast to everyone. I sent it to Spicer to get ready because he's planning on leaving a mission this summer.
Okay.
So I said, this will get you more prepped for the Book of Mormon. So we'll see.
Which is always a good thing to. And I do love the Book of Mormon. Like really have a hard time with the Old Testament. I glaze over a little bit at all the weird sex incest crap going concubine. I can't deal with it. Like I know it's true. I don't need to figure it out. I don't need to know all the answers. Like I'm lucky I was born with the gift of faith where I don't need to know logically how everything works.
Yes.
I just figure God will take care of it and we'll talk later.
I'm that way in some things, but
you're
not all,
as good of that. You're not the same with me. And I'm not saying it's a good thing. I'm just saying probably because I'm so shallow. I'm just like, man, I don't need to know.
Yeah.
Like when people try to come at me with certain things and I'm just like, I don't really
I wish
care.
I was more like you.
I don't really care. It doesn't like,
but I went through phases. I wasn't. I was like you.
Yeah, yeah.
For a long time,
you were like me, and I don't blame you because you went through a lot of trauma where your perspective changed.
That's
it was like my trauma made everything like so simple with the gospel. Like all the superfluous stuff I was so deeply invested in, I no longer cared.
It's basic. Back to basics.
Back to basics. Like
it's not that deep.
Faith,
Jackie.
Prayer. That's like I live on the basics, very basics of the gospel, and it makes me happy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that was funny. My goals are going really, really well. Super happy about that.
Well, I'm glad you've made them. I'm still pondering. I don't even know what I'm going to do this year besides that podcast.
Well, you know, it's been on my mind a little bit because I it's interesting to see how people, you see like 50 billion people come online suddenly for a cleanse or a weight loss thing. And I'm like, oh my gosh, we're all obsessed with this.
It is. It's a definitely New Year thing. But you know what? I also saw a post from Ryan down at Snap Fitness who said, if there are new people there, don't laugh if they're doing it wrong. Show them how to do it and encourage them to keep coming instead of bully these newbies who want to switch
goals. Sit there and be like, oh my gosh, here they all are at the new year.
And how long will they last?
How long will they last?
Because Piper says, I want to get in better shape, but I'm way too intimidated to go to the gym by yourself.
We shouldn't feel that way, right?
Mm-mm. You gotta welcome him. So I liked that Ryan said that, like, come as you are, we'll get you.
I think Ryan is such an asset to our community, though.
I agree.
He is so cool.
He's been my mom's trainer for a couple of years, and he's
been
great.
And she loves him, and I know so many people love him, and he's just such a, like, light.
He is.
You feel more uplifted when you see him.
He's always posting happy. Every time you see him, he's happy.
Totally.
He's consistently happy.
He is. You can tell. And that's the kind of people you want to surround yourself with, right? It is.
So if I'm making a fool of myself at the gym, come help me, Ryan.
Yes. Yes. And I love it. Like, I would love to have him be my trainer. I wish I could leave the babies.
We are all obsessed, but.
We are. But then
I like that he said that, though.
I think there's a fine line of where you just need to stop healing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Taking it too far.
Society is so obsessed with healing right now.
Okay. On this note, the last episode of The Bad Broadcast, she's talking to someone who was healing, and she was on this big old process for after leaving the church and stuff like that. It wasn't just that, though, that she was healing from. But then she had a baby and was like, oh my gosh, I have been so selfishly healing and judging people while I healed. It was a great podcast because she just says, like,
stop worrying so much about the process. Yes. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. I need to listen to it. It's I started it with the one with Ash.
Yes.
I started it, but I haven't gotten through it.
Yes. So that was a good episode for
that. I totally agree. And I think I love that about kids because kids instantly humble you.
Oh, yeah.
They make you see a bigger picture of, like, you ain't that important, sis. Amen. And in a way of just, like, heal your gut. Okay, how am I supposed to heal my gut when I'm barely making it? Like, that's the last thing on my list, which it should be. In fact, like, I was feeling so crappy, I started doing that drink you sent me because I still had, like, several packets. Yeah. And I'm not going to mention it because I don't want to be, like, paid endorsement here. But I felt better. Like, it's helped me, you know. Yeah. I'm not saying you should not do that stuff.
I think it's a time and season for you with your busy kids and your new 15 pets. We'll discuss that in a minute.
But oh, my gosh.
You just got to do little basic steps that are going to help you. Take a probiotic every day. You do these little things.
And that's what I realized is I had been out of my probiotic for about a week and I was feeling crappy. And then I realized what it was. And I had that on hand. So I used what I had on hand. Felt really, really so much better.
Don't stress if you can't do it all.
Love that stuff. But I also think, like, if you are so concentrated on healing your trauma, you're almost giving the trauma more of your
credit.
I don't even know how to describe this.
It's not credit because it is important.
We've both been through trauma. We're not saying that we don't know what it is. Okay. We both have been through some crazy ASS trauma. You know what I mean? Huh, that was for you, mother. I'm not cussing on the podcast this year. But anyway, so I just think, like, one of the best things I ever heard is forget yourself and go to work. In the sense of, like, mom, I love that she didn't grow up knowing what even self-esteem was.
Right?
She's just like, you just live your life. Like, maybe we need to stop worrying so much about the personal thing and just look outside.
I think that's when it all heals, is when you
are serving. Yeah. And that sounds cliche, but it's like, when I've had such a hard time, and it's harder for me right now to do that, but when I just get up, even though I feel horrible with this sickness that never leaves,
yes,
I get up, I put on my clothes, not always my makeup lately, whatever, but I'm always showered, I put on my clothes, I make my bed, I make dinner, I do the laundry, I clean my house, I mop, I feel better.
Yeah.
Every time. It's like the perfect, what's the word? It's the perfect thing, medication for me. And then that's why it kind of made me think, like, maybe you can be on a healing journey.
I think it's got to be a balance.
But it has to be a balance. I agree. Because I'm always on a healing
I'm
journey.
I'm trying to heal stuff. Yeah. Always. Yeah. Always. Not the same thing. I just whatever's going
There's
on.
There's times when I need some help with, like, I love my medication. There's times I need help with, like, certain, you know, self-help things, rituals I do. The yoga mindfulness I do is very important. That stuff, I am super, super, super obsessed with the yoga mindfulness thing.
Oh, amen.
I don't do it regularly as I used to before the babies, but it's because I need to have balance. I have a family to raise right now. And so I don't know. That was just on my mind a little bit. But I think you kind of agree with me on that. Like, sometimes Megan and I don't know if we're super shallow or super deep because of the way we handle our trials. Like, we are either one or the other. We're either really wise or we are so shallow that we're just pretending like it doesn't exist.
But we didn't, because at the time we did steps to get through it.
I know, it's just, but it's wallowing just like on it longer. We don't know if we're just like, because we're literally like, all right, time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Bob's and that doesn't uncle. Mean we have moments for sure. Take yes. those moments and feel.
Yes, yes. But we don't know if that's because we're wise or because we're stupid. We really don't know. And do yeah. I'm with you. Do we want to know?
I don't yeah. know. I think unless I'm wise, I don't want to know.
I don't.
If I'm an idiot,
I don't care. Yes, yes. Okay, so there's a few things on my resolution as I've thought about, but they're just kind of like basic
my words, always I guess. Are more yeah
so like what's on your mind?
I don't know, this year I'm still pondering, honestly. I have been on a bad bandwagon of exercise, which is very unusual for me.
It is, that's weird.
So I've got to get back in that, because I know it just makes me happy. But I have exercised all my whole entire life, so a month without it for me is kind of a tank.
How do I get there?
I don't know, because it's not your love. It's kind of like me trying to
craft
exactly.
I don't know what to do, because I know I need it.
It's going to suck, because you have care. To wake up before the babies. That's what I did for 20 years, and it sucks.
I know. And John starts a new job, which is going to be crazy weird. It's night shifts again. And so, got to like figure that out. Figure out.
The only way I could ever do it. And I know you're not a morning person, so that's not what you want to hear. But I went at 6 every freaking morning.
Yeah.
That sounds horrible. The minute Milo got,
part of me is like, go at 6, get a gym membership, and so you have to go
do yoga at 6, watch the sunrise.
Yeah. I want to. I know, it's not your favorite
hobby.
I know, and I if anyone has advice for me, please tell me what to do.
Because you're too tired by night. That's why I always had to do so stinking early. Yes,
man. By the nighttime, I'm like, I don't.
I'm tired and feel crappy. You know, the whole time with babies. So what's another hour earlier? You're still going to feel cruddy and tired, but
yeah, because it's not like I feel rested. Like yeah. John being home right now, his schedule allows where he gets up with Ollie and gets him off to school because he knows I want to sleep. But I don't wake up at 8 or 9 and feel better.
No.
I still feel crappy.
But if you woke up and exercised, you would.
I probably would feel better.
Even if you woke up and had him still take Ollie and you shut yourself in your room and exercise. So no. It's not that early.
Yeah.
Just when Ollie gets up for school, 6:45.
Because I do actually think when Ollie goes to school, Hazel would probably love exercising with me. She's at the age where it's not like they're babies anymore. They're a little easier in that aspect. She'd love to just do it with me. I know. Mm-hmm. All these scenarios have run through my head already.
Until you're tired in the morning.
Yes. And I just, why do I have no self-resolve?
Because you're in survival mode. Like I can have resolve to be off sugar for 2 years. I can have resolve to exercise because I sleep all night.
Like I made a resolve last night that I immediately broke this morning. I'll tell you about it later.
Come on, spill it on the podcast. Okay. Too juicy for that, huh?
Yes. But you
wheeze. I guess we don't want to tell everything.
No, we don't want to tell everything. Anyway. Okay, so there's some words that came to mind for me, which we always talk about. Gratitude is like the biggest one for sure. Mm-hmm. We can always agree on that. Amen. Gratitude changes everything in your life. Prayer. I'm with you. You made a better goal than me. I don't kneel. I lay in bed and like talk with him.
Last year,
my mind wanders. I talk with some more. Yes. It's just wandering.
Last year, my goal was to kneel. And 99% of the time, I'm kneeling in my bed.
Yeah. But you're still
because kneeling. My floors are hard and wood. But mm-hmm. yeah. And it was very good. I bet I did it 80% of the time.
I mean, I can't lie. I was praying like a mad woman. For Asher to win his game last night.
Those are ones that are going through your mind all the time.
I know.
Just my nighttime.
But then I was laughing like probably all of Pima in here praying too, Jackie. Like, don't flatter yourself.
You're not that special.
Another little like white Mormon town coming up to play us. Like they're all praying too.
No, prayer's always one of mine because I'm not great. You know, I have an alarm for family prayer every night.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I did find out that Michelle Reedhead also has an alarm. I learned it at Fifth Sunday.
Yeah,
I was like, I raised my hand. I'm like, I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yes, that's hilarious. We're pretty good about nightly prayer, but not always together. The babies are never involved.
That's the problem. So my alarm is at a time that most of the time they're all around. Together. It's like before they go out for the night, but it's a good time.
So you know how everyone's obsessed with the 1,000 hours outside thing?
No,
I can't.
I don't even know what
everyone
this is.
Wants to do 1,000 hours outside this year. I think it's a really great goal, but I know I can't do it. So I need to somehow figure out how to incorporate more sunshine into my life.
Yes. You know, I
and that's why I'm like, maybe I should just bundle up Hazel and go on a walk.
You know what? I see Marsha Gardner and her daughters every day and they bundle up those babies.
Right. Because, you know, I do love to walk I love the fresh air. I love it. So I could maybe start small because Hazel would love it. She'd be living her best life. And then I could take the 50 puppies with me. It'd be fun.
Jackie's new resolution to get 10 more animals.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so exercise is not my thing. Water, which I already do water, but I kind of want to like even double my water. Me and Megan got the cutest cups.
I know. I'm looking at both of them.
Ever. They're here with us.
We better post a picture of that.
I've never had a big stallion like this, so I feel bougie.
You are bougie because they're so freaking expensive.
I always get the knockoff like Walmart crap. Like, I don't care. But this was such a cute color. We had to do
it. These are my favorite for at home ones. Yeah.
I love my Owala to go like at the game.
It never leaks.
Yeah, it never leaks. So I can throw it in my bag. I have a bag that I take because I have to sit for JV, freshman, varsity. So it's like 6 hours of games. And so I have to take my bag, hiding an ice chest full of pop and snacks for, you know, everyone wants dinner.
Yeah.
And the Owala because it doesn't leak. So we do love our Owalas for that. But this is nice because Stanleys are so big and handy and they fit in your cup holder, et cetera, et cetera.
Amen. And let's just discuss that mom saw in the news that
Target's
pink Stanley is like causing a stampede.
It's like Black Friday up in here.
I prefer our little green ones over the pink, so we're fine.
Oh my gosh, I forgot that Hazel and the dogs are out back. Good thing everyone's there. John's like, why is the dog door closed and Hazel outside with the puppies? I'm like, I needed them all outside.
Sent them all out with Hazel.
Hazel got it. It's fine. It's locked. I mean, it's gated. It's not.
I love that Hazel's obsessed with the animals.
Oh, she loves them. We stayed at my sister-in-law Erin's for a night, and she has big dogs. And
they're Hazel just big as thought, Hazel.
They're probably twice as big as
we
Hazel.
We walked in, and she climbed right in their kennel with them.
Like, hey, no let's big play. Deal. Literally, like, hugging and loving on Thor.
I'm a scaredy cat still.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. Megan is a scaredy cat. It's a big dog. He's so sweet. He's like the derpiest dog ever. But Hazel had no fear. She's just like, we're besties. Come here.
Which was good because she sidetracked the dog to not get me.
Yeah, Megan is very scared. Yeah. Okay, so sleep. Sleep's a tricky one. I'm lucky because I do feel like for the most part now, knock on wood, the babies are sleeping
all night.
They're 3 and 4. Do we still lay by them every night to get them to sleep? John and I. It's hilarious.
Because they both want one of you?
They both want one. So all four of us every night.
Good thing they have a king bed.
Get them to sleep. Yeah. And
sleep's good. And your problem is you stay up late too. You would be fine waking up early to exercise if you went to bed at a decent hour.
But then when would I get my time? My Hazel's, Jack LePou time.
You're going to get it while Ollie's at school and Hazel's just running amok with your puppies.
Okay.
Try it.
I will. I want to. Oh. It's hard. It's hard because when you're a night owl, you're just flat out a night owl. And some
like, I used to be, but I've trained
myself.
I see
people who are like, oh my gosh, I go to bed at like 8. Like my friend Alice wakes up at like 4:30 and does so much of her alone time. And I think, well, I should be doing that. But that's what I do from 8 o'clock to midnight.
I get that.
You know what I mean?
It's just a whole nother beast when you have babies, let's be honest.
Yes. And I know I'm going to have to rise up because like pretty soon Hazel's gonna need me to get her up and do her hair before she goes to school. Like I gotta buck up, but it's hard. Telling you, I'm coming to you because I genuinely am like, why can't I change my ways? I can't. I'm so set
do I
in
need
my
to come
ways.
Over and pull you out of bed
probably
because if John pulled you out of bed you'd probably be mad.
Yeah, without a doubt. John sends me memes of like, even if he gently tries to wake me up on Sunday, I'm like, did you just try to do that? I have an alarm. I'm a grown woman. Leave.
Step away.
Yeah. Poor John. He's like tiptoeing around me in the mornings till about 10 and then I'm really chipper again.
Then you're on your A game.
I'm on my A game immediately. As soon as 10 rolls around, I'm like, oh, hi. Hi, world.
From 10 till midnight.
Jackie's here. 10 to midnight.
I used to be a night owl, but now I don't. I go to bed at like, we'll fall asleep about 10:30-ish.
Really? 10:30 I think is a good
David
thing to aim for.
The computer on, or the TV on.
Yeah.
I can't fall asleep very easy with the TV on.
Do you feel like men can function better with less sleep? I feel like they can.
Oh, it's a known fact.
Is it?
I'm 99% sure it's like a real fact.
Because John will like stay up watching TV with me till midnight and then he'll wake up at 6 and it's like he's not phased. I cannot
David
do that.
David gets way less sleep than me.
And they seem to still function. It's weird.
But his problem is he won't turn off the stupid TV.
It's like
he's snoring next to me and then I try to turn off. He's like, no, I'm watching.
You're like, no, you're not.
No, you're not. You're snoring.
It's like men can function on less sleep, but we can function being hungry, whereas men, if they are hangry, give them food. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Ollie was having a meltdown and I made him a sandwich and all was well. Like hanger is a real thing for everybody, but that's where we have our differences right there. Do you have any other words you've been kind of been associating with 2024?
Well, me and Milo and Carly took a 2-week break to eat sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Because Milo was going to a basketball camp, and if you bought the Gatorade cup, you could have as much Gatorade as you want. And he was stressing so much about eating that sugar that I'm like, you know what? Let's just take a 2-week break. So now that's back on my mind
to get back off sugar.
Yeah, which was dumb because I was unaddicted. And I enjoyed 2 weeks.
What I've noticed about you being off sugar is your joints hurt less.
You're right.
Your skin is glowing. Your gut. But I
like my gut health.
Yeah,
not
I love sugar so much. I love my Sweet Tarts rope so much that like my hands will hurt. Like you can tell when sugar is just kind of a part of your life.
Until I went off it that long, I couldn't tell. Like I did feel good, but then I realized what it was causing.
I saw that with you. Mm-hmm. Like me and Jesse always comment because you and Carly being off sugar, your skin is glowing. Your hair is healthy. Yeah. It just you can totally.
Oh, it's great. It's
you can totally addiction. See. You know, maybe cut back on the sugar if you don't want to go completely off of it.
Yeah.
But it's weird how some things.
Me, I have to take a dramatic change in life for everything. That's just my personality.
Yes. And that's what I was just saying is sometimes it's a personality thing where you need that like severe goal. And I love that.
Because like Rachel this morning, she's fine just eating half a donut and being done. Mm-hmm. But no, I would be like, give me 5 donuts.
Give me all the donuts. Yeah.
Yeah. So I need to be dramatic in my choices.
But I think that's okay. I think there's certain goals that I make that you would be like, what does this even matter? But it's a personal.
Mm-hmm. A lot of my goals are family goals this year. Like we really are going to turn the garage into an apartment because none of our it's a short garage for short cars. No one can park in it. So
make it something useful.
Yeah. And then I also want to get these are all. Material goals.
Who cares? They're goals.
My goal when Cardston left was to get new flooring by the time he got home.
I love those goals. Like Rhonda kind of taught us, like she'll do certain things by the time a missionary gets home. And I'm feeling that.
I forgot that she does that. That's probably where I got it from.
Yeah. Like she did this certain renovation before Carter got home and wanted the house because it's their house coming back to it. And you just want it to be amazing.
I looked
amazing.
At his farewell. I was looking at everyone sitting around and there was too many people. So people were sitting on the floor. And I was so disgusted with that flooring.
It's funny because I don't think that flooring's that bad. But when you live with it, you do think
And going in the hallway, it's just ripped up.
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah. I get it because I'm lucky I have no carpet so I can mop every other day and feel good about
things. I want that. But we need a new roof too. And I'm afraid David's going to be like, well, you have to get the roof first so that it doesn't leak on the new floor.
So true though,
David.
So
he's going to be too practical.
Shoot.
So I got to make enough for both.
I feel like materially I have some goals too. I want to get new furniture. My furniture is just gross.
Well, maybe Tiffany can hide save it for you.
Well, that's the plan, Tiffany. She'll probably have to reorder. I'm sure she sold it, but that I want to get the new furniture and I want to have better goals where we're not always eating in there on the couch.
Yes.
Because to make
we're
it
bad
feel
at that
nice.
Too.
Yeah. Just because I want a fresh house. Okay, let's go into the pet scenario. Okay. We grew up with no pets.
No.
Especially
not in the house.
We had a cat that kind of wandered over that we thought was a girl. So we named her Susie. Ended up being a boy. So we called her Susie the boy cat. But she never came inside.
No. And then they gave her to, was it the Earlings? Somebody way out east. And then like 3 months later, she showed back up all skinny. Like they know where they live and they're going back.
I'm praying this cat goes. Okay.
This has been giving me entertainment. Jackie's crazy.
I'm in a 100-year-old house. Like we're doing the best we can. Small house, small cute craftsmen love it, but it's tricky because we're trying to figure out how to reinforce it from the rodents because we have a crawl space, which is a big no-no. We have irrigation, which brings so much weird stuff.
Yep.
We live by a field right next door. So, you know, it's just something you have to maintain. Some houses I've had in Snowflake have been better than others. Sometimes it's just what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we lived in a house by the high school that had a mouse problem. And so we got Hermione, our cat, who took care of it. Great. So then we didn't see a mouse in our lives for years, years. She came with us to 2-3 more houses. Well, Hermione's old and decrepit now. So she needs, you know, we're about to the point where she probably needs put down just to be kind to her because she's
pretty old.
She's just not doing great either. She's pretty sick. And so I have a friend, Julie, who posted about cats. She was getting rid of 5-month-old, which I love because that means they're already litter trained. You know, they're already basically knowing what they're doing. And so based on pictures, I choose one of them, and she's this beautiful cat. She looks like Megan's cat, Sushi.
Which is pretty.
And for me, sitting here saying beautiful cat, who am I? I'm just different now.
I'm just wheezing that I love Sushi, and then you take it to a whole new level.
Who? What? Okay, so we get this cat, and then she's doing okay, but then I start feeling bad because I'm like, well, she's an indoor-outdoor cat. Maybe she's confused. You know, I don't want any messes in my house is basically what it comes down to.
Because mine does both.
She hadn't used the litter box yet. I started to freak out. So Asher and John took her outside to try to, you know, use the bathroom. Baby girl dipped. She's
probably going to show back up at Julie's house.
I'm praying she does. Mm-hmm. But it could take 3 months like Susie the boy cat. Who knows? But she's gone, and I felt horrible about it, like so bad, because I'm worried. Is she hungry? Is she tired? Is she cold? Like
hungry and tired and cold.
But so they were so kind enough to give me the other one that was available. And so she came, and oh my gosh, never thought I could like a cat as much as I like Goldie.
She's pretty.
She's and she gorgeous. Does
look like Sushi too.
She has this like golden fur around her eyes and golden fur, and then she has these pure white paws and belly. It's crazy. But anyway, Goldie. Well, Goldie comes into the situation of two babies, the puppy Opie and all of us, and she's terrified.
Yeah, she's been hiding.
She's been hiding ever since we got her. Well, we get her, and then the very same day, a friend of mine who is the breeder of Opie said, hey, I have this puppy. Anyway, long story short, I get the second puppy, which was basically John and the kids' decision. Like, I can't fault that. Like, they're part of my family. You know, they're part of the house. I didn't really. That was their decision. And he's adorable. He loves Opie. They follow each other around. It's fine. But, you know, our house is not big. So we have two cats now, two dogs. Four children at home is the same amount of pets. Let's just be honest.
I know. My girl said, text her, two babies, two cats and two dogs. What are you smoking?
No, I loved it because Megan texted me because all this is going on while Megan's out of town, which is probably why it happened. I lost my mind.
I can't leave town for Megan
left.
Without
can't
her.
Leave Jackie unattended, literally. She gets an animal so house. I get this text from Megan. Two babies, two dogs, two cats. Jesus, take the wheel. That's what the text said. And I'm like, you are not wrong.
Amen.
Yeah. Well, then me being me growing up in the house we were growing up in, I freak out about it and I start scrubbing my entire house because I don't want to be like you walk in and it's like, ew, pets. Ew.
Amen. That's the worst.
And so, I hate that.
And in real estate, you just see it. So
and
much.
I'm like, Megan, please just keep an eye on me and tell me if I need stinks. A hint. Yeah. And so.
That's fine. You just can't be mad if I tell you.
No, I won't be mad. Because, you know, you go nose blind when you're there.
You
but,
do.
But I'm also such a clean freak that I'm hoping I can keep it at bay. And the fact the carpet's the game changing with pets.
Oh, amen. That's why I want my carpet.
Carpet
gone.
Is gross with pets. There's just no getting around it. Mm-hmm. And so I'm lucky I can mop everything. But yeah, so that's where we're at. I have a farm going Jackie's on at my house. Tiny little house.
I'm 2, the one that should have a farm. Feet. I have a land.
You actually have the capabilities. If this puppy wasn't so beloved by the Brewer family, I would make you have him.
I know. He is adorable. He and I love those so puppies. Precious. But my family's being cranky still.
Their personality is just so great. And because he was already a little bit old, you know what I mean? He already is trained. He's already following Opie out the back doggy door. Mm-hmm. Even though he's tiny, he just full sends it because Opie does.
I wish he would stay that size because he's so cute.
Oh my gosh,
even Opie's not that big. And
but
so
Opie's
cute.
Bigger than I wanted, like tiny, but I chose him because of his personality. Mm-hmm. I just knew he was my dog. It's
so
crazy.
Do you feel like the new puppy's similar personality?
Yeah, the new puppy's a little different though, but I kind of love it. Like he's a little snappier, but in a funny way. Like mm-hmm. he makes me giggle. And he's been a trooper because like Hazel's trying to treat it like it's her baby. She carries it like a baby.
I love it.
She tucks it into blankets like it's a baby. And he's being a trooper about it. So overall, like, I love how fun it is for my kids. But I am a little bit like,
who am I?
Am I going to, when everyone goes back to school
exactly.
and work, exactly. am I going to be okay? I don't know.
Jesus take the will.
I'm going to have to just throw him out back and shut the doggy door if I need to. But maybe not forget that Hazel's out there with them.
I went to Sedona with my girls and came back to a party. Animal farm.
How was Sedona?
It was a blast. Me and my girls had gone once before and it was warm. So we tried it this time and it was great. It was perfect weather for hiking.
You sent some beautiful
snow
photos.
We were going to hike a 6-miler and then we hiked the first night we got there. And I'm like, last time we went to Sedona, we were all in great shape. We were not all in great shape this time. So we did a little smaller hike, but...
But yeah, then you just got to kind of relax and look at the beauty.
Yeah, so we hiked, then we thrifted through Sedona. Maddie's like, maybe I'll find some Tevas in Sedona.
Right.
So
how did the thrift?
Not great. And they were expensive.
Oh.
Expensive thrift stores. I hate it when they're expensive.
I know. It's like they think they're antique stores. You're a thrift store.
Exactly.
You're basic.
So I got that little mini piano for you and then a print for me and that was it. But
I love thrifting. I love thrifting in the valley because there's certain places you know that they're still...
And then we got matching. Thrift. They have a Harley Davidson store there. You know, we're all bike riders. Not, but they had cute red sweatshirts. So,
oh, you did not. I want to see
it. Usually when we go with my girls, we get matching pajamas. Mm-hmm. But we went for a sweatshirt this time. I'll tell them to send me a picture. It's on my bed.
Okay, do. It's fun because when me and Megan travel together, there's always this lure.
I don't know.
We love cups and we love new jammies.
Yes.
I don't know what it is. So then we are at Dick's Sporting Goods of all places having the time of our lives.
Oh, we both found
with some Hazel.
Nike sweats on sale and these Stanley cups.
Yeah, I got Nike sweats from the little boy section.
In my defense, I had a $10 gift card.
Yeah, yeah, totally. And it's funny because I haven't taken Hazel really anywhere because I always have... either Maddie or like a kid around to where I don't need to take them to wrangle them at a game or something.
Hazel went with us. It was
and
so
Hazel
fun.
Came with us to this tournament and she walked into Ross with Megan and was like, what
her
have I
eyes
entered?
Were wide open. So I put her in the cart and gave her a thrill by swerving and stuff. And she was just like, I don't know what this game is. She's all holding on to the side of it with
that bar, that bar that Ross has. Oh yeah. She loved it though. She was just wide eyed and Megan's like, we need an umbrella stroller. Haven't heard that phrase in 10 plus years.
Hazel is not a thing.
No, she's you, now you know why I'm still pretty much in shape, even though I don't
can't
work
carry
out.
Her. She's solid.
I have to carry that thing around a lot. And I love it. I love her.
I do too.
Her.
It's adorable.
She's always looking for her next meal.
She is. She's our,
She's a little solid eater like Asher.
Makes me happy.
Makes
that's
me
how I am.
So happy. Yeah. And so we got an umbrella stroller, which she thought was the bee's knees.
Oh, yeah. She stayed in it the whole time.
She loved it. So every store we went into, it was just fun. She was a little adventure with Hazel. It's crazy how easy one kid was.
But after lugging her to the game from the parking lot, I'm like, girl, get yourself an umbrella stroller.
I know.
They're
I know.
Small. They tuck up anywhere.
Totally. And so she had the time of her life and it was fun. But what was I talking about that I started this story?
That she just got to go on a girls' trip with us. I don't know. I don't know what your point was, but it was fun.
I don't remember. Shoot. I'll listen to the podcast and then I'll remember where I was at. But okay, so I had two other notes. We're doing good on time.
Okay.
This is such a random pivot. This is called Musings of Jackie for the last how many times?
We always just keep notes in our phones of what we're thinking of
for random
this.
Things that come up. Okay, conditional love.
I always
agree with Finlinson Fife. I really do. But she posted something about conditional love that I didn't fully agree with. Unconditional love.
I know what
love.
You're talking about. I read all those, yeah. And then I read the comments, so I get where you're coming from, too.
Unconditional love... to me, only exists between a parent and a child. I will love my children
no matter
unconditionally.
What. Because they came from you. A husband and friends, you have to work at to love.
That's what I'm saying. When people expect you to love them unconditionally, but then treat you like crap, it's not
what
unconditional.
Did she say? I'm trying to even remember what her quote was.
She just
was.
Said, if your love is conditional, then it is not
real love.
Real love. And I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that.
I don't either because I read her quotes and then I also listened to the comments. Right. Read the comments. So I saw both on comments.
There's certain things that people have to do to make you love them in certain relationships. My kids probably could do anything and I would still love them. I'm a
simp. Freaking birth them.
I carried
instant
them.
Instant love the minute
it's
you see
them.
It's
just instant love the second you even know you're pregnant.
Amen.
But it's like, you know... if your spouse something happens, you could probably fall out of love with them even if you stay together and it comes back, like what do you think about that?
I don't know, because I get what you're saying, and I think I don't know, it's hard when you're going through hard things to feel the unconditional love,
right?
But you're still there fighting, so is it unconditional? Maybe it is and you just don't know it
because you are choosing because
you're
fight
still
for
there
it.
And fighting for it, or a good friendship, maybe it is unconditional because you're there trying.
Yeah, I could see that. Maybe
so
it is. Maybe subconsciously it is unconditional
love. Yeah,
because
you're still there.
Yeah.
Because if it was a credit, like if it wasn't, you'd probably not have that friend anymore or that spouse anymore.
But which has happened.
Oh, yeah.
People have come in and out of our lives where it was but just like,
But I bet the people that are in your life, it is unconditional.
I think I could probably agree with that.
Yeah.
So if you're choosing, if you're choosing unconditional love, then you're choosing to let them.
Mistakes.
And you're choosing to let them in your life. You do probably love them unconditionally. Mm-hmm. You probably can tell the ones you didn't love unconditionally because they filtered out of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Good thoughts, Megan. Good thoughts.
I love Dr. Finlayson Fife. So.
Okay. So another random side rant. Most people in my life know about the fact that when I was like 8 years old, Steve Rail tried to molest me.
Yeah.
Tried to. I fought.
Jackie's a fighter.
Well, here's the problem. Everyone in this town, or people who may not know, he's a guy in our town who has some mental disabilities, but our town, like, kind of, he's kind of like the town mascot. He's at everything.
He's everywhere.
He's everywhere and whatever. And so I have such a tender, like, heart. And so growing up, everyone was always so kind to him, which they should be. Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to.
But we were playing hide and seek outside of a gym while my dad was inside the gym coaching. And he's like, oh, come hide with me. And I immediately didn't feel good about it. But I was like, you have to be nice to Steve Rowe. Everyone has to be nice to Steve Rowe. So we ended up like in these bushes that used to exist at the junior high. And while we were in there, he grabbed me and put me on his lap and tried to take my tights off to get to my mm-hmm. hoo-ha, you know what I'm saying? And so I had tights on, which I was grateful for, and I fought. I'm like, this is not okay.
No.
And I ran straight into my dad, who I trusted my dad enough, and immediately told him, and he went home and called the police. Like, they went to court and everything.
Yeah.
Well, I don't say anything about it ever again because, you know, it screwed me up for a little bit.
There's a shame that you've...
Yeah, there's a weird shame cycle that I thought it was my fault. And, you know, I grew up. It's not like it matters to my day-to-day. It hasn't for years. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, but then the problem is that as I live here longer and as I get to know more people, suddenly these women are coming forward telling me what's happened to them.
Yeah.
And it's way, way worse.
Way deeper
than what happened with me. And it makes me furious because I know the police knows about it.
Well, and it's infuriating because we tell people and they don't believe us.
Oh, well, no, they believe you, but they want you to be like, well, it's okay because he's had some mental issues. That doesn't change the victims.
No.
The victims, you know what I'm saying? Like, all my mom wanted when she went to court was for him to be supervised. She's like, I understand he wants to be at the places or whatever.
And that's fine. Just have someone with
him. But he needs to be supervised. And so the court order was he had to always have supervision, which we know never happened.
No,
never got enforced. Never got enforced. So then I'm a cheerleader and he's hanging around the cheerleaders the whole time. And I always just had to lump it. And I never even really talked about it. But then the older I get, the more I'm like,
you want to protect children. So you're now saying it.
I'm more vocal. Even when my boys, the first 10 years of having kids, I never talked about it because I didn't want them to be embarrassed by it. Hmm. You know, like, oh, that's so embarrassing that that happened to my mom.
Hmm.
But then the more time that goes by, I'm like, as I'm hearing more and it makes me more and more upset, I'm like, no, it's not okay.
No.
And I totally regretted talking about it on social media because what happened is he really secretly hates Snowflake, hates it. Like, goes to all the other sports, wears all the other teams were playing sports jersey, loves to flip everyone off in Snowflake. Like, I'm truly like, I don't think I think he loves hating Snowflake,
I guess.
Kind of, right?
Love connections to
so he us. Kind of was ornery to somebody at a sporting event, and so the principal banned him from sports just temporarily. It was like they came to this consecutive
details, but I know
decision.
Something happened
where he wasn't allowed to go to some games, and the town went crazy. They
Let
wanted to burn them. The school to the ground. They wanted to burn the principal to the ground. Like, he faced so much backlash. And Megan sees it on Facebook and suddenly is like, well, he should be banned from everything unless he can be supervised.
Yes.
And holy crap, we were not expecting.
We got eaten alive.
We got eaten
but
alive.
But we also did have a lot of people say, yeah, you're right. I know people.
A lot of people.
It was a very
secretly messaged me because they didn't dare get eaten alive on Facebook. I had a lot of private messages about things that had happened that they knew about.
It was a very mixed
form. But on the forum, even people who were coming at me who were victims of a different person's sexual abuse. I was shocked. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
You've been going through this yourself.
You've gone through this yourself. even like 10 times worse than me.
Yep.
Shocking to me. And I was like, what is
happening?
Maybe
that's how they're coping.
What is happening?
But you wonder.
And then like his niece is like, oh my gosh, so glad I don't live in that small town drama anymore. I'm like, so sexual assault is small town drama. Yeah, cool. Like when the Netflix documentary comes to town, it's going to be so entertaining. They're going to just go to all the places where he is literally welcome and accepted at all of these places with so many options. Let me just hold, like, I'll tell people who post pictures of their small, like 10-year-old girls with him. Mm-hmm. And I say, please be careful.
Same.
And they literally don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. I cannot figure it out.
I can't either.
And I can only rant about it right now because I'm not going to get any comments back.
Right. You can't do it on social media.
I can't go on. So I'll never, ever go on social media again because I could not believe how many people told me how unchristlike I was and how horrible I was.
Not okay.
For saying it's not okay. Well, what kills me is he actually has a photographic memory. What is it?
That's what his niece told
photogenic,
our
photographic?
Though. Photographic.
Where he remembers everything, and I know he does because he's always...
He snubs me. He knows exactly
you.
Who I am.
No, he knows who I am. He called me by my name, you know, for years after, and like tries to hold Hazel and Ash. Only asks when my boys are holding Hazel, and my boys are like, heck no. Because they know, and they're like, no, not a chance. Go away. But, you know, you grow up and you get used to seeing him everywhere and everyone's like, well, Jackie, like they almost patronize me about it. And I'm like, what is happening? This is so messed
up. Crazy.
Well,
and I love Snowflake and it drives
me crazy. Every time. So recently, probably the last 2 years, because I am at a ton of sporting events. I have a ton of children in sports, right? We have football, basketball, track. We just do so much. Well, every time I walk past him and I'm not even talking to him or looking at him because I've really for the last 20 years built a habit of
just avoiding him.
Or sorry, for the last, how old am I? Gosh, like 30 years.
Yeah.
You know, 28 years I've spent, whatever, I can't even do the math, just completely pretending like he doesn't exist so that I can still do all my snowflake functions even though he's there.
You don't want to ruin it.
So I totally just blocked that out of my mind, which is fine. It worked for me. Well, he's been doing this thing lately where every time I pass him in a sporting event, he jumps at me. I don't even know how to describe
it. Like a kid hiding to scare their mom.
Okay, yeah, like a kid who's hiding and they go, boo, and they like jump their hands out to you. So he does this jump at me. And at first I'm like, did I imagine that or did it really happen? So then I walked away and then it happened 2 or 3 more times. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so stupid. I'm a grown woman now. I should just deck him. Because he's taunting me. He's taunting me and he knows he's taunting me and he knows I'm snubbing him and he knows why.
Yep.
He remembers why. And so it was been bugging me. And so yesterday at a basketball game, Megan walks out to go pee. I decide to follow her. She doesn't know I'm behind her.
I didn't know she was coming.
So she walks right by and snubs him and he snubs her. And then right after she leaves, I walk by and he jumps at me again. And I was like, what is this? So we're in the bathroom and talking to each other through the stalls as we do. I'm like, what is this? And Megan got so mad.
You just went right up, didn't you?
And I did. We went in and he wasn't standing in the exact spot. He was kind of over by more snowflake peeps. And I walked over there and I'm like, dude, quit jumping at my sister. Leave her alone. And he was aware. Like, okay.
He knew he had.
Yeah, but I was kind of glad that there was other snowflake peeps around to be like something. I mean, not that anyone care. They won't care. But the more that they hear about it, the better. People care, but they don't care vocally. That's what makes me sad is there's a lot of people that...
You're right, because I had a lot of good conversations with people.
People that have had that happen that don't dare talk about it because why would they? Look what happened to me. That was crazy on Facebook.
It went wild.
So dramatic, right? Like, even like we have this dear, dear, dear person that used to be in our ward. She's moved to the Valley now, but love her. She's older. She's like in her 80s probably. But she had a son that had some mental disabilities and they would go up to this camp in Pine Top. What was that called?
I don't remember, but
you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I know exactly.
It was like a camp that they, you know, lots of people got to get together, and it was like a camp situation where you got to stay for the week or whatever. But so this kid went there, and when he got back, because his vocal is not great, he could barely spit it out to his mom. Steve Real is a bad.
But he
bad
never
man.
Said why. He just said he
couldn't
bad.
Say why. He couldn't even vocalize it. He was so traumatized by whatever he saw or whatever he heard about or whatever happened at this camp, and that broke my heart even more. Mm-hmm. I think that's what's made me more vocal is the more I hear, the more I'm like, you
it
know
needs to be screamed
we're
from the
throwing
rooftops.
a 50 year old birthday party.
Yeah, they did. The town
huge did. Town birthday party, and all the victims are probably like, cool. Mm-hmm. And so it's such a weird line, and I don't know if I'm being inappropriate the way I feel.
No, I think it's important. I don't know. I keep seeing people in my window and it's throwing me off because no one's ever out there.
I know, right?
But I think it's important for anyone you know to tell that has kids. It's your duty.
Yeah.
And if they listen to you or not, that's on them. But it's your duty to... That's why we didn't tell people at first.
No, for
now
years.
Now we tell everyone.
Well, because now that we have girls...
Yes.
That age... Yeah. Like, that shouldn't have been what changed it. But I thought as a kid that it was just a one-off weird situation. When I started to hear as an adult what girls actually went through, mm-hmm. I was so ashamed that I didn't, I don't like, it's not on me, but it's like not. If I had been more vocal, if my parents had been more
they
vocal.
They did. What more could they have done besides go to the police?
Well, even my mom said I didn't ever talk about it because I didn't want Jackie to have to relive it. Like her decision was, I just want her to be able to move on from it. Because, you know, kids at that age, I didn't want to talk about it. I just wanted to move on.
You didn't really understand it, probably.
No, I just wanted to move on from it and, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. And so it's such a weird situation and a weird line as far as like how you handle it. Because I feel really bad for any victims, because I know even just recently something happened with a cheerleader that got brought to the attention of the administration. Mm-hmm. And I know at many, many, many administration meetings, my dad is like, he needs to not be allowed at these games unless mm-hmm. he has
supervision.
And no one really cares.
No.
So it's just this weird
something we just have to live with and get annoyed with the rest of our lives.
Which, long story short, was just to tell how Megan went and defended me last
got
night.
Got your honor,
game.
Girl.
Yes. But it's also like, when we talk about modesty, for me, it's not about like trying to suppress some girl's personal style or whatever. It's about trauma for me. It was about the fact that my mom had me dressed so modestly. Like, she had me wearing tights so that I wouldn't be flashing my undies at school. She had me dressed so modestly, it made it so that he couldn't
protect
do what
more.
he wanted to do. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And so I'm so cognizant of like, if a shirt is, you can see Hazel's little boobies through the shirt, it just panics me. Mm-hmm. And it's not because I'm trying
to
make her,
especially when she's little and not aware if someone were to do that to her.
Yes, it's not that I'm trying to make her a little school marm. And like, I don't like when people use modesty to train their own boys' thoughts. No, my boys, no.
And
I talk to them regularly about how they are not in charge of your thoughts. They could be walking in front of you naked and it doesn't mean you're allowed to,
no, it's not.
You know, objectify them.
That's not our problem, the girl's problem.
No.
For sure.
But do you think all the women in America are teaching their sons how to be that way? No. Yeah. There's going to be people who are wrong and who are, you know, it's just protection for me. Modesty is like in large part protection.
Yeah.
Because
you dealt
Hazel.
With that. I get what you're saying.
Right. And I'm not saying things won't change as far as like Hazel's going to start to have her own opinions and we're going to have to work
and
through.
And my girls, even if it's in some, I feel like they're old enough to fight or be aware or. I don't know. I get what you're saying, though, as a little girl. For sure.
Right. Like, I don't ever wear
tank tops
or spaghetti straps. It's not. I have zero judgment for anyone who is.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not because I'm some kind of, like, polygamist.
You're doing it because
trying to be holier than thou with my modesty. It's because I truly am trying to protect her.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel the way
she's
I feel
that
with
age.
Modesty. Yeah.
It is your job to protect her at that age.
Yeah. And so I don't know. It's just, I know I look like I'm so staunch with modesty, and I think I probably am, but I don't know.
It's all right. You have your reasons.
Yeah.
So you can feel that way for sure.
Yeah. So that's a hard one, because then you're still like trying to respect, you know, everything to do with it. But it's also like, man, I was just a very innocent little girl. I didn't deserve, mm-mm. And neither do all those little girls and all the little girls I'm trying to warn. Like, it's just, way to bring the podcast down, Jackie. Jeez, Louise. All right, what else is on our list, Meg?
I don't know. I'm just thinking of my good thing to say at the end.
you already got it in mind.
Yeah, I just thought of it.
So, what's something that made you super happy this week?
I told you this because it was so cute. Milo called me when I was in Sedona with my girls. A number one, he went to the Suns game with my dad and all the boys. Life-changing for him. This boy eats, breathes, sleeps basketball. It's exhausting sometimes. I've had to teach him how to read the room. If they're not into it, don't talk to him about it. But
yes,
he called me in Sedona and said, Mom, on Friday, we get to go to the temple. He's going to the temple for his first time. And then on Saturday, I get to have basketball practice for 1.5 hours. Like, that's a long time, and he's stoked. And then Sunday, he gets to pass the sacrament. So he just is pleased as punch with his life right now. He's feeling it. He got the Suns game. He got a Suns game for Christmas that we're going to go to in a few weeks. And I just love to see him so happy with what he's got going on in his life.
And just, he's got the most tender, sweet little heart you've ever.
He does.
Ever met. I love him.
He does.
I love him. I'm trying to decide if I can emotionally bear it to come to the temple with you. Because I love all these milestones.
But they're also going to kill you.
My milestones for Milo, but it's so hard. Like when he got the priesthood and just all these little things. And I think I just...
Abe should be doing that. Abe should be doing sure.
it
too.
It's crazy because I love it, but it's also... It's so weird. And I don't like to make it about me in any way where I'm over there sobbing in the corner when it's his special day, you know?
Yeah, but...
It's hard. But I love
that. You, so you're good.
He told me to invite you. And he told me to get a monkey tattoo.
I said, why'd you get an arrow tattoo? She should have got a monkey tattoo.
Because we call him Abram Monkey. I'm like, no. Although looking at a monkey tattoo led me to the coolest bee tattoo I looked at. And I was
I'm a bee. All right. What's your good thing for the week?
Okay. So funny. Asher and Bennett are 17 and 18 year old. So Asher's my son and Bennett's my nephew. And they are going to coach a city team this year. We have two nephews who I love so much who unfortunately didn't make the seventh grade team. And we're so devastated because they both love basketball.
Yeah. Too.
Yeah. Working so hard. And Asher was like, forget that. I'm going to coach them. Like, I'm going to make them amazing. Mm-hmm. And so he gets this city team together. Him and Bennett end up being part of the coaches. And I swear he was bouncing around my house like he was on an Adderall. He was so excited about this first practice.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, I'm going to bribe them to take a charge. Like, I'll give you a Gatorade every charge you take. And I'm going to have them so good at left-handed stuff. And they're going to be defensively just... And it's cute because, you know, Asher's like a really good basketball player for Snowflake. Like, he's like a starter on varsity. And so these little boys are kind of like... Wow.
Yeah.
But they had the best time. And just watching how excited Asher was to do that, it's like, you know, your kids can be dumb. Asher's been dumb before, but you just love to have their little mm-hmm. tenderness come out when they're just like,
he's feeling, I love
he's
it.
He's like, I'm going to make them better than the actual team. We're going to challenge them to a game. And I just love because I think it will make all these kids that he's coaching happy to have somebody who just is so excited about it.
It is fun to have a good city coach.
Right.
Because some of my kids have, at some years, had duds, but
he's like, I'm always happy because grandpa's coaching this year. Yes, too. He's so excited that grandpa's coaching. Mm-hmm. There's just something about having that connection with the coach that's exactly. gonna be fun. And so Asher and Bennett,
they're talking about it all the time. It's hilarious.
Yes,
I love
they're
it.
So into it and they love it so much. And I just think it's cute that yes. they get to do that and then be with their little cousins, and it'll be fun. So that was my good thing.
That is good.
So that was a random podcast.
Yes. And we already have a plan for next week. We are prepared.
Oh, we have several plans. We have a lot of guests. People coming on. We're going to do a lot of things that are going to be super fun, like yoga stuff, mindfulness stuff, mm-hmm. some special guests. So it's going to be a fun next
and
few
also
weeks.
Go look at our merch. It's freaking adorable.
I know, right?
Everyone needs to buy it. And I know it's around the holidays, so it's hard to spend money, but
we wear our own merch.
We
daily.
Wear our merch everywhere, and every time I go, people love it. So don't forget that we have it on the website, or you can hit Jackie up in the DMs.
Right. What's going on with sponsors?
I don't know. Paula's working on it.
No, I mean, like, do we need to talk about anyone today?
I think just Tiffany.
The Furniture Gallery.
Yeah.
Which we love.
Yes. Yes, we do. And if you want to be a sponsor, Paula's doing that for us.
Working all that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let us know.
We're not very smart about that.
I know. Good thing we have Paula.
And David to edit. I mean, we're just,
quote unquote, the talent. Were the kicks and giggles.
We're excited.
Glad to be back.
We'd love to hear your feedback and your comments. But maybe just don't come at me about the Steve Rowe thing because I won't care.
You can comment about anything else.
I really won't care. If you're mad at me, like, I don't care.
If you're mad, don't tell her. Peace
awesome.
Out.
See ya.
If you would like to support our podcast or just look really cute around town in our merch, look us up at poprunradio.com. And thank you for your support.